if what you've heard today has pushed you, made you think to do something, then there is a sheet like that on their website where you can sign the Micah Call, which is, again, seeking to build that whole movement towards alleviating poverty. And I think now we're going to hear some stories of hope.
I've asked Anthea and John to come up because John's going to be interviewing Anthea about some of the work, that things that she's been involved in. What we didn't want to do is tell you about only about the big sort of picture. We wanted to root some of that down into what are we as individuals doing. It might spark some interest and some conviction in you, and so it's really important for you to understand that what can be done and why people are doing what they're doing. So I'll pass you over.
So Anthea, as Christians we're called to care about many things. Why is it that the social justice type things are so important to you?
Good question. God puts different things on our hearts, doesn't he? And I think for me, God's put justice on my heart a very long time ago. About 20 years ago, I joined Amnesty International, who very much campaign for justice type issues, human rights, and I've been a member of that organisation for 20 years. So it just gets me there. Justice issues get me there. When God gets you, you can't get away, can you? You have to do what he calls you to do. And that might be very simple acts, but you can't get away from what God puts on you. So that's me. That's why I do what I do and am who I am, really.
Okay. And we've heard earlier, you know, global governments can actually sort of make a difference by cutting world debt. What sort of difference can we make at this personal level? What difference can a person make?
I think that's a good question. And it's easy to despair, isn't it, and just think, well, I can't make any difference. You know, I'm just me, and what difference can we make? The more you engage with these sort of issues, the more you realise that you can make a difference, and the more you join in with a global community of people who want to make a difference, the more momentum there is, and the more people take notice.
So, thank you. So, to sort of make a difference now and start having things happen quickly, what not necessarily quickly, but what can each of us do now to actually start getting somewhere with that?
Okay, I made a list. I'm still wearing my white band. Why have people stopped wearing their white bands? It's really dirty. Buy another one. This is about my fourth. It's just a question. Okay, I mean, it's important. For me, I feel, you know, walking humbly, I try and make a difference, and a lot of the time I feel I'm pretty rubbish at it, and I'm inconsistent, and I do one thing and then I don't do another thing. So I'm not standing up here to say I've got it all right and to put anybody on a guilt trip. I'm just standing here to say these are the things I try to have a go at to make a difference. So for me, wearing a white band was and still is very important. And last year I went up to Edinburgh to the rally, Eliminate Poverty History March in Edinburgh with Sadie. And we went because we felt it was time to actually go and do something rather than just acknowledging it. We wanted to actually go and be with a mass of people. I really wanted to go on the Christian Aid March, the drumming for justice, which was a couple of weeks ago, drumming to Westminster, but my childcare wouldn't allow me. But I would have been there if I could have been with a drum. You know, there are things where it's important just to actually join a mass of people and get out there. I suppose I do a lot of things online because I'm fairly much at home, and there's an awful lot you can do online. The Micah stuff is all online. There's Make Poverty History. Still have various things you can sign up to. There's still, you know, lots of monthly things where you can text or email an MP, a parliament. And you could say, well, it's a drop in the ocean, but if there are thousands and thousands of drops in the ocean, it will make a difference. I'm passionate about choosing fair trade. Fair trade does make a difference to the lives of people in two-thirds world countries. And I'm inconsistent at it, but I do try. And I have a fair trade party coming up in November, if anybody's interested. Some friends of mine have a fair trade company, which I support. So if I can, I will choose a fair trade product, if there's one there. But I'm not there yet. I'm working on that one. We all, you know, support works like ASHA, support Christian Aid. As a family, maybe sponsor a child. I've been sponsoring a granny. I used to call it rent-a-granny, but it's probably not very politically correct, is it? I've been sponsoring a granny for Help the Aided for years. In fact, I'm on my second granny because there's one died. That's how it goes with grannies. But there you go, and I do that, and I know who she is, and she's in a project in India, and just a few pennies a month makes a difference to her life and the lives of other grannies. Bank ethically. After Paul and I got married, it took us about 3 years to get round to shifting our bank, but we did, and we bank with an ethical bank, and you know where your money is makes a difference, and the more we put our money in ethical places makes a difference, and that's a big one, because you know we're rich, we have a lot of money, so where our money is sitting and who's using it makes a difference. Use your vote. These things are political to a certain extent, aren't they? I'm not saying sign up as a member of the Labour Party, but I'm saying use your vote, because there are many countries where people don't have that democratic right. So I believe in that. I also found, I've just signed up, I thought I'd better actually sign up to this before I talked about it, this really good website called generous.org. I don't know if anybody's heard of the Generous community. Excellent. Loads of people who can join up. I just found this at Greenbelt, and it interestingly links in with this morning, because on their card it says, do justice, love mercy, walk humbly, live generously on the good earth we all share. And this is, it's an online community of people who just commit to signing up to actions, which can be, they're not just around justice, they're about sort of ethical things and also environmental things, but it's about, you know, our stewardship of the planet. So some of the actions are like turn your tap off when you clean your teeth. Some of the actions are bank ethically. But it's about, it says here, it's about a bunch of people who think if a lot of us make small changes in the way we live, then together we could create a big change in favour of the planet and its people. And it's about individuals and households pledging to take a regular step to make their life more generous. Putting a brick in the system to save water, or about switching to an ethical blank. And it's a free thing, and it's basically a community, and it's not, they say it's not a competition and we're not guilt tripping you, we're just giving you some ideas, and sometimes it's easier if you signed up with a load of people. And the quote on here from John F. Kennedy really spoke to me. It says, few will have the greatness to bend history itself, but each of us can work to change a small portion of events, and in the total of all those acts will be written the history of this generation. So we can make it. I passionately believe we can make a difference. And finally, have you got another question? That was your last question, wasn't it? The last thing I wanted to say was about not losing hope. I was really spoken to by God when Robin Vickers shared a couple of weeks ago, and you can just despair, can't you? I often just find myself despairing at situations and you know, watching the news and just crying and just despairing. But what he said to us was, don't in the Western world give up hope. Don't give up hope, because, you know, do we believe in a God that can change lives? Yes, we do, because he's changed our lives. So don't give up hope that God can move in the lives of people there. And the Christians who are living in poverty and in situations of injustice, God can really do things in their lives. So I thought, yeah, we're hope carriers as Christians, and that's what we have that many other people don't have. So yeah, get me all fired up here.
Okay, thanks very much, Anthea. That's a great list, and I think we can certainly take a few of those ideas if we want to take those on board and go forward.